The mansion looks dead. I kill the engine and sit in silence, staring at the house I grew up in. Most of the lights are off, except for the one upstairs, Kinsley's room. She's probably still packing for move-in tomorrow, dragging half her closet to campus like she's prepping for a fashion apocalypse. I should have driven straight back to northern Tennessee. 5 hours on the road would have been better than this. Better than walking into a house that reeks of pressure and legacy and everything I never asked for. The scrimmage today was brutal. Rhett's birthday party afterward, even worse. Beers, bonfires, and the same recycled girls who think a tight dress and a fake laugh will get them a jersey number. I didn't even stay the night. I contemplated driving the 5 hours back to campus, but I drove here instead. I needed a shower and a moment of peace before the football season swallows me whole. I let out a sigh, running my hand through my hair as I step out of the Range Rover, stretch and sling my duffel over my shoulder. The night air bites at my skin, but it's the silence that gets me. This place always feels like it's holding its breath. Inside, I punch in the alarm code and tiptoe through the foyer. I don't want to scare the shit out of my mom. She's got enough anxiety as it is. To be fair, I'm sure I'd have the same condition if I were married to someone like my father. The bastard only cares about two things: his precious tech company and me securing my position as a first draft pick in the NFL. Marble floors, cold walls, my father's shrine to success. I hate it here. I feel my chest tighten. It always makes me feel suffocated. Make my visits few and far between. I hate being back here. I hate having to speak with my father about my importance of my future. I should have chugged an energy drink and made the long trek back to campus tonight. I grab a water bottle from the fridge, down half the bottle, and head upstairs. Kinsley and I share the second floor, but I haven't seen much of her since I left for college. She's loud, dramatic, and allergic to silence. I'm not in the mood. Laughter echoes from her room, hers and someone else's. Softer, warmer. It stops me cold. I know that laugh. I don't know how, but I do. I shake it off and head to my room, drop my bag, kick off my shoes, peel off my shirt. The tension in my shoulders is a vice, and all I want is steam and silence. As I reach for the doorknob, the bathroom door swings open. Out tumbles a gorgeous little sunflower, petals and all, right into my arms. "Whoa!" I exclaim, catching her. An adorable little squeal comes from her pouty lips, and I can't help but chuckle. "Are you all right?" I ask, my eyes falling on her captivating violet ones that beam up at me like captivating two sparkled gems. She looks startled, her cheeks turning a slight shade of pink. I notice how her delicate hands drop the clothes she was previously carrying onto the floor.